I'm nervous tonight because this is really important that it goes the way that God wants it done. I just want the Spirit to just take over and Jared get out of the way. And it makes me nervous because I know Jared, and Jared make a mess, you know, and I can't do it, so he has to do this. And I've got something on my heart. He put something on my heart a week ago. I said, Lord, that was short. And then he reminded me in the book of Jonah, the shortest sermon was 8 words, and they all repented. So, you know, Lord can do anything. So I'm going to try to let him take over and just get out of here. So tonight, my thought is in the book of Matthew 25, first 1 through 13, and he's on the Mount of Olives, and it was it's a parable he give. Said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins. This is familiar. Said which to the 10 virgins took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be ye not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know ye not. Watch therefore, ye know neither the day nor the hour whether the Son of Man coming. The man cometh. So that tells us today, if you're not ready when time is over, it's over. There's, if you don't have that peace in your heart today, it's over. There's no excuse. May the 14th of 2018, I was driving down the road with my eyes wide open. I made an altar in my heart. Something come across me, and that something was God. And he gave me peace in my heart that I knew where I was going. Not only that, church, he filled me up in a way I can't explain. I got a little dose. I don't understand it, but that was the Lord. And I got peace, and I know today that where I'm going is heaven. He gave me that peace in any time. I look back on that. He gives me comfort in that, and he takes me right back to that mile marker there. I just pray that tonight, if you don't have that, you'll find that. And I pray you give it to God and just let him have it, and get yourself out of the way, because if you don't, you know, that could be the difference between you making it to heaven and not. So that's all I got, church. I love you, and I thank you for your prayers. I appreciate everybody that's come.